We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We used to have a song for Rob Pizzola. I know we didn't move all our music over when we came to the new studios, but I think it was the OJs, For the Love of Money. See if you have that. Just see if you have it. See if it made the move. Because it's really the best way to introduce Rob Pizzola. And we'll get a set for next week. If you do have it, let's segue over to For the Love of Money, because I want to win some money. There we go. Now I just want to listen to this.
It's a hell of a song.
It's a great song.
It is.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He is a professional sports gambler, Rob Pizzola. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling. He's got nothing to sell you anyway, so it wouldn't make sense for him to pay to come on. And you can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Bring him on here. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
So last week, you've been on fire with the CFL. You gave us three picks last week. You do every week at the end of the segment. The three picks that you gave us Hamilton plus the points. Or actually, you said Hamilton money line in the Hamilton-Winnipeg game in CFL. We bet it. We took the points because we're a little wimpier than you. But that was a winner. They won outright. The money line would have paid on that one. You told us that night, that Friday night, Los Angeles FC hosting Atlanta United. You said take Los Angeles FC at minus a goal, which turned out to be a push. If you just took them to win at the minus 200 or whatever, that was a winner. And then in Formula One, so this is what you have to explain to us. The German Grand Prix, you told us to take Sebastian Vettel and Charles Leclerc, and you said they're both about plus 650. Now, we got Sebastian Vettel at plus 1,700, which is three times what you said it was going to be. Is that because the qualifying was off or something? Like, I don't know much about Formula One racing. And then the crazy part of the story is Sebastian Vettel came in second. Like that looked like that might be a huge long shot that we were going to be able to cash in on. So what exactly happened in our German Grand Prix bets?
Right. So we spoke on Friday of last week, which the qualifying for the race hadn't happened as of yet. So typically Friday is your practice sessions, and then Saturday is qualifying, and Sunday is your race. So we had only spoken after the practice sessions, and in those practice sessions, Ferrari was very fast. In the qualifying on Saturday, both Ferraris had mechanical problems. So Sebastian Vettel actually had to start from the back of the grid, the 20th car on the grid, last place starting the race. That's why his odds got bumped all the way up to plus 1,700. Now, it ended up being a very, very interesting race because it was raining. A lot of cars, you know, hit the wall on basically the same turn in the race that was really, really slippery. At one point, when Charles Leclerc went out of that race, he was actually the favorite in live betting before he ended up hitting the wall, which was kind of unlucky, unforced error, a lot of rain coming down at the time. They were on slick tires. And then Sebastian Vettel makes a run for it. But really, he did finish in second. I will say he really never had a chance to win the race. He just kept working his way up through the pack. But by the time he finally got up to second late in the race, he was already about 7 or 8 seconds behind first. So it would have taken pretty much a miracle at that time. But that's why it ended up being a major long shot. Mechanical issues in qualifying. Ferrari starting on the back of the grid. But I just think that was pretty unlucky for us because they did have the best car all weekend. And had those issues not taken place, I think we would have won those bets.
Well, it was fun. It was fun to watch because we had a little skin in the game. I never really watched an F1 race all the way till the end. Tonight is preseason football. Now, you told us last week, you will bet on anything where you think you have an edge. Most people, they hear preseason football, and it's a roll of the dice because you don't know who's going to play or whatnot. And you kind of explained to us, if you do your research, you might end up with an edge in certain games. I have done my research on tonight's game. We did it in the first segment of yesterday's show. Are you going to be wagering on tonight's game?
I'm not going to be. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I know it's the first NFL game of the year, but this is not a game I will bet. And part of that reason is just uncertainty. So, like I said last week, and I'm glad you heeded my advice, Mark, in doing your own research on the game and looking into it. For me, the reason I'm not betting the game is because I have no idea what the Broncos are going to do tonight. Vic Fangio is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Someone in the media asked him yesterday about the depth chart for the team, and he was using words like it's going to be a free-for-all tonight and don't put any stock into what I'm, you know, how our depth charts are shaping up going into the season and things like that. So for me, that's just a little bit too much uncertainty.
Oh, so the research Hawk did was just looking at the quarterback depth chart and saying, I like those three.
Well, no, here's what I say, Rob, that Matt Schaub is going to take most of the snaps for Atlanta tonight. And I think he's, out of all the guys, I forget who they were. Solana can look it up again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take the Falcons and the points.
Well, so I'll tell you this. There was some sharp money on the Falcons yesterday. It brought the number down from 3 to 2.5. I've seen some sharp accounts like Denver first half money line this morning. Personally, I'm not a Matt Schaub fan. I think he stinks. I think at one point he was very serviceable, but I think his arm strength is sapped at this point. I don't know if you want to see a whole lot of Matt Schaub. I personally think the Broncos have the quarterback edge. Kevin Hogan is starting for them. You'll see you'll probably see a lot of Drew Lock in this game as well. For Atlanta, Matt Schaub, Kurt Benkert, who you might remember from Virginia. I don't know. That just doesn't inspire too much confidence in for me. But honestly, it's a complete pass for me tonight, just because it's tough. I mean, I don't want to gamble. I want to feel like I have an actual edge. For those that want to gamble, I completely understand it, but that's just not what I do.
What about the over-under, 35? Tickle your fancy?
Down to 34 now. So, again, I think some sharp accounts playing the under there. I mean, just based on the quarterbacks that I mentioned, I know it's a really low total, but I would lean under at that number.
Okay. Now, how about the game just to watch as like an exercise in learning, because you're trying to gain an advantage throughout the entire season? Could you watch tonight's game kind of like as game film, and maybe you start to gain an edge for week one of the regular season?
I think actually watching the preseason tends to have the adverse effect, if I'm being honest. Sure, maybe here and there you might pick up on some tidbits of things that are going to help you. But more often than not, I think that these games end up being misleading more than anything. Because you have to remember, the vast majority of these teams don't care about these games. It's just dress rehearsal. If they don't care, why should you let that have any impact on how you perceive them in games that actually do matter? And I think about this also from a fantasy football perspective. Tons of people play fantasy football. I see the same mistake every year. One of the biggest mistakes people make in their drafts, they look at all these like preseason stock articles. This guy's stock is up, this guy's stock is down, all because of like a good performance or a bad performance in one quarter of a game that doesn't matter. So personally, I think it hurts you a little bit more than it helps you. I do believe that there is some value in the eye test in the NFL regular season, college football regular season as well, but it's a very small sample size in preseason, and it's games that these teams don't care about and a lot of coaches don't care about. So for me, I put zero stock into it.
And Rob, will you bet or try to figure out a way to find an edge on Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott's holdouts, where maybe early in Cowboy season you can make some bets, or the total, or anything you can capitalize with two top running backs holding out?
Yeah, so I'll tell you this. I think the general public tends to overvalue the value of a running back. This isn't the NFL like it was in the 80s and the early 90s. I think back to the early 90s with Emmitt Smith and the Dallas Cowboys and them pounding the rock and him leading the league in rushing every year. And Troy Aikman was good, but you know, Emmitt did a lot for that offense. Nowadays, it's a lot different. The league is much more pass-heavy, so the downgrade from a guy like Zeke Elliott to a backup, or even Melvin Gordon to a backup, is not what it once was, because the running backs aren't utilized that much anymore, especially not just running the ball. They only touch the ball maybe 15 times a game out of the backfield. So I think what tends to happen is a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, if he's announced out or he's holding out, for example, people will be in a rush to bet the Dallas Cowboys season win total under. They'll bet against them in week one. I'm of the opinion that it's much less of a factor than obviously if a quarterback is out, or even a skilled position player at another position other than running back. So yes, I do keep an eye on stuff like that. What I tend to do is look to fade the perception that I think is incorrect.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. There were some wagers, that lines that came out yesterday on betonline.ag, and it was quarterback battle odds. And so for the Dolphins, and I don't know if you would ever bet something like this or if you can even bet something like this, because it might just be novelty stuff, but like for the Dolphins, they've got Ryan Fitzpatrick 2-5 to be the starting quarterback week one, and Josh Rosen at 10-17. Is that anything that you would ever wager on?
So I actually did look at the starting quarterback battles and tried to bet a couple of them, and I was limited to $25, unfortunately. So these are very small markets, and this is why I don't tend to typically bet these types of things, because again, I'm betting for a living, and I'm not diminishing a $25 bet. I would still recommend that if you find an edge at $25, you bet it. But for me, I'd have to make thousands of those bets in order to sustain a living, and that's just not feasible. The Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen one, it didn't stand out to me. It looks like they actually took it off the board, so I don't know if there was any news out of training camp in the last day or so, or maybe they got an influx of bets on one side or the other. The one that does stand out to me is the Washington Redskins. Case Keenum is even money to start week one for the Redskins. Sign me up with that. I mean, not like they invested a ton in Case Keenum, but he's better than Colt McCoy. Dwayne Haskins, probably not going to get the week one start over a veteran as well. So if you're looking to bet one of those plays, I do like Case Keenum, even money, to start week one for the Redskins.
You talk about, you know, a 25. What happened? The Marlins did something?
4-2, Marlins trail, bases loaded.
I didn't even know the Marlins game was going on. I forgot that we play this song when the and we've got TV monitors in here. Are any of them on the Marlins game?
They are not, but I am following the game diligently back here, guys.
Why do I have a Phillies game on? Can't we put the Marlins game on in here?
We cannot.
We have no idea how to change the channels in our new studio, Rob.
No control.
All right. Well, give us three random bets. You know what's funny? You know, you said the $25 bet, you'd never disparage a $25 bet. That's a lot of money for some people. It's what you do for your living. Reminds me quickly, Crowder, tell Rob the story of your first game check when you were sitting there, you know, in the locker room and you're staring at the check and you're amazed by it.
17 grand, Rob, my rookie year, $17,000 after taxes. I'm jacked up. I'm staring at it. I'm tearing up a little bit. Like, it's a lot of money to me. Kevin Carter walks behind me, wiping his eyes. He says, "Yeah, young blood, I wouldn't get out of bed for that kind of money." It brought me down to earth very fast.
Keeps it all in perspective, huh? Rob Pizzola. All right, give us three random bets now through the weekend. You've been on fire, I think, lately.
Well, I mean, not on fire, but I like, you know, let's win more than we lose, hopefully, this week. The CFL, there's a game tonight. It's pretty much down the road for me in Toronto. We faded Winnipeg last week. I'm going to go right back to the well again and fade Winnipeg again this week. Now, here's the thing. I do think Winnipeg is the best team in the league. I really do. But they are being priced as if they are miles ahead of everyone else in the league, and I don't think that's the case. Like I said, they're on the road in Toronto tonight. Toronto is by far the worst team in the league. There is no mistaking that. But this is why I always say I bet on numbers and not teams. The price is dictating the play for me tonight. These two teams played 3 weeks ago. Winnipeg was a 14.5-point favorite, but that was in Winnipeg. Tonight, they are a 14.5-point favorite in Toronto. This line is inflated because it's very hard to get people to bet on the Toronto Argonauts right now. That's a heavy swing. I don't agree with it. So I'm taking Toronto plus 14.5 at home tonight. It's one of those hold your nose, ugly plays, but that's just way too many points.
All right, so now I've got something to watch instead of the Hall of Fame game, so I don't have to bet on the Hall of Fame game anymore. I can bet on the Argonauts.
Thank you, Rob.
But we'll bet the Hall of Fame game anyway. What else you got, Rob?
Okay, we got WNBA tonight as well. I really like this play. We have Connecticut taking on Phoenix tonight. I'm playing the total, so the total is 153.5. I personally think that's way too low. Now, with basketball totals, when you're projecting basketball totals, it's all about what you expect the pace of the game to be played at. And yes, obviously, you're going to need teams to hit their shots, but there's a lot of random variance in shooting percentage from a game-to-game basis. There's not a whole lot of variance in the pace of the game, and I think the pace of this game is going to play fast. Connecticut is the better of the two teams. That means that they are more likely to dictate the tempo of the game. And they just happen to lead the league in field goal attempts per game. They do play fast. They get a lot of shots off. Phoenix is going to have to play faster in order to keep up as the underdog. So I think this is about two possessions too low, this total. I'm playing over 153.5.
All right, we're going to have a lot of action tonight. We went from a slow night to having a lot of action. All right, one more bet, Rob.
Okay, this one is a future, and I wanted to give it out because NFL season is right around the corner here. This is one of my favorite season win totals, and it's probably not a popular pick, but I like the Tampa Bay Bucks over 6.5 wins. Now, that's, like I said, not a popular pick because Tampa Bay basically stunk last season. They were 5-11. Of course, they play in a division with three other pretty good teams, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Carolina. So why do I like Tampa Bay? Well, for starters, I think Jameis Winston is not anywhere near as bad as he's perceived to be. And I'm not saying he's a great quarterback, but I think he's pretty average. And when you compare him to other teams that are priced in this 6.5 win range, you get quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Case Keenum. I think Winston is better than all of those guys. But on top of that, I think the Bucs were the unluckiest team in football last season. They had the second worst turnover margin in the league. Winston was a very big contributor to that early in the season. But when Fitzpatrick got benched in Week 10 and Winston took over, he only had 4 turnovers in his last 7 games. So I think there's a lot of reason for optimism. They had 35 giveaways a year ago, 35, more than 2 a game. That is going to go down this year. So I think there's some regression to the mean. One more thing about Tampa last year, they had the most games lost due to injury in the entire league. 128 adjusted games lost. That is an absurd number, the worst mark in the league by a mile. So the entire team was depleted. I don't think the roster is great, but it's average. I just need them to be average in order to go over 6.5. They went 5-11, like I said last year, when everything went wrong for them. And I love the upgrade at head coach. No more Dirk Cutter. Bruce Arians there now. I'm high on the Tampa Bay Bucks this year. I think they're an 8-8 team. They could potentially even surprise and do even better than that. So I'm playing them over 6.5 wins.
Crowder likes that. That's his team. He loves the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, sir. Dad used to play for the Buccaneers. Something else happened with the Marlins?
No outs. Tie game. Runners on first and third, thanks to 2-run double. Papa.
All right. We appreciate the update, Papa.
Oh, why do y'all do that?
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Does not like the Hall of Fame game tonight, but he likes the Argonauts getting 14.5 tonight in CFL play. He likes the over in the WNBA, Connecticut and Phoenix over 153.5, and he likes the Tampa Bay Bucks over on 6.5 wins for the season. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
Always enjoy that segment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.